This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban said Monday their security forces had destroyed an Islamic State Khorasan province cell in the capital, Kabul, and killed all the militants there. The overnight raid on the base of the Afghan affiliate of Islamic State, also known as ISIS-K, came just hours after a bombing outside the capital's main Eidgah Mosque on Sunday, which killed at least 8 Afghan civilians and wounded at least 20 others. Chief Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid announced the raid Monday, saying the ISIS-K base was completely destroyed and all the militants inside were killed. Taliban sources claimed several suicide bombers were inside the ISIS-K cell and were neutralized by their own vests during the clashes. There was no claim of responsibility for the mosque attack, nor did the Taliban say their operation against the militants was a response to the deadly mosque bombing. Kabul residents had confirmed heavy clashes in the area where the raid took place, saying they'd heard massive explosions and gunfire during the night. A new report published late Sunday sheds light on how, over the past 25 years, world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, and others have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. The investigation, dubbed the Pandora Papers, involved nearly 12 million documents from 14 sources and was led by the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, with 650 journalists from around the world working on the project. Among many other revelations, the report showed Jordan's King Abdullah had spent $106 million on luxury homes along the Pacific Ocean in Malibu, California, Washington State, and other locations. In a statement Monday, Jordan's royal palace said the king's ownership of the properties was not unusual nor improper. This is VOA News. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Monday the nation is abandoning its COVID-19 elimination strategy. Since early in the pandemic, New Zealand had pursued an unusual zero-tolerance approach to the virus through strict lockdowns and aggressive contact tracing. Until recently, that elimination strategy had worked remarkably well for the country of 5 million, which at one point actually reduced the number of COVID-19 cases to zero and had reported just 27 virus deaths. The arrival of the highly contagious Delta variant, however, made it difficult for the country to repeat its accomplishment from last year. Authorities reported 29 new cases on Monday. Speaking at a news conference, Ardern said, "This is a change in approach that we were always going to make over time. Our Delta outbreak has accelerated this transition. Vaccines will support it." The majority of New Zealand's COVID-19 cases were in Auckland, which has endured a 50-day lockdown. Ardern said, "It's clear that a long period of heavy restrictions has not gotten us to zero cases." She said the elimination strategy was important in the first year of the pandemic because they did not have vaccinations. She said, "Now we do, and it's time to change." Published reports in Poland said police there have confiscated the computer equipment of a journalist working for a leading newspaper, which has carried out investigations of the country's right-wing government. Editors of the liberal Gazeta Wyborcza newspaper say reporter Piotr Beskalerowicz had his equipment seized Saturday in Zielona Góra, a city in western Poland, 450 kilometers from Warsaw. They say the raid and seizure of the equipment was done on orders from Warsaw police. The paper's deputy editor, Roman Emilski, said the police incursion took place without a warrant and said it strikes against the fundamental right to journalistic secrecy in a democracy. In an article published on the paper's website Saturday, Emilski said the editors have no doubts the police raid is to intimidate the journalists of the newspaper, citing other moves by the ruling authorities against independent media. Warsaw police said the reporter wasn't specifically targeted. It said that offensive messages containing threats had been sent to Polish lawmakers who reported those threats to the police. Police said the messages were then traced to an internet address that led to, in their words, a little-known local journalist. Beskalerowicz denied having sent any threatening emails. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Paris Monday, his first trip to France following an enhanced trilateral security partnership between the U.S., Britain, and Australia that heightened tensions in the traditional U.S.-France relationship. The tensions began last month when U.S. President Joe Biden's administration announced a new security pact with Australia and Britain, a deal that called for Australia to get at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines to be built domestically using American nuclear technology. That agreement came after Australia pulled out of an earlier deal with France for its diesel-electric submarines, angering France. Dear remote, I'm Jeff Custer.